God prophesied in the book of Isaiah that in the end times, nations like Australia would be economically besieged. As global oil supply is disrupted by the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, Australia's critical dependence on foreign imports is being exposed. This matter of national security is an ominous herald to the fulfillment of that major prophetic event soon to afflict the land down under. On average, fuel prices in Australia have leapt 50 cents per litre since the start of the Iran war. In rural Australia, service stations have begun rationing and some farmers are already struggling to get their produce to the cities. Some economists are warning that if the Middle East conflict continues, food prices could spike by at least 50% in the coming weeks and fuel could rise to $3.50 per litre. In an effort to ease pressure, the government has released 20% of its minimum stockholding obligation. Up to 762 million litres of petrol and diesel will now be released from domestic reserves. But dipping into these savings will only bring temporary relief. The government has also lowered fuel standards, releasing 100 million litres of lower quality fuel onto the market. And this will extend fuel supply into rural and regional areas, but only for an extra 2 days. These measures will not undo the damage of a nation drifting from God and His blessings. As of March 10, Australia has just 37 days of petrol, 30 days of diesel, and 29 days of jet fuel. These statistics include fuel already on tankers heading to Australia, as well as unrefined products currently in storage. Reserves are dangerously low. Australia has not met the International Energy Agency requirement of 90 days of net fuel imports since 2012. Now, with supplies dwindling and no end of shortages in sight, Australia is being forced to face facts. Man cannot rule over man. Radical green energy policy and greedy cost-cutting has left the nation exposed. Australia once had 8 oil refineries. Australia's oil production grew in the 1990s and peaked in 2000 at approximately 800,000 barrels per day, far exceeding last year's average production of just 220,000 barrels. In June 2003, ExxonMobil closed Port Stanvaq refinery in Adelaide. In 2012, Shell stopped production at Sydney's Clyde refinery. In October 2014, Caltex shut its Sydney operations at the Kurnell refinery, and 8 months later, Bulwer Island refinery in Brisbane ceased production. ExxonMobil closed the Altona refinery in Melbourne in February 2021, and a month later, BP closed Australia's largest refinery in Kwinana and has since repurposed it to be a renewable and alternative energy hub. Just 2 refineries remain. Australian taxpayers will be giving Ampol and Viva $2.3 billion between now and 2030 just to keep these 2 refineries open. Between them, these 2 refine less than 30% of Australia's fuel needs, and most of the crude oil that they refine is imported. All other refined fuels are imported, the majority coming from Singapore, South Korea, Japan, China, and India. And these nations account for 70% of all shipments through the Strait of Hormuz. Without refining capabilities, Australia relies on these nations for petrol, diesel, and jet fuel. China, which is Australia's largest supplier of jet fuel, has reportedly ordered a halt to all fuel exports. As stockpiles deplete, we can expect nations to operate in their own self-interest. South Korea implemented export limits on Friday. India announced it would only approve fuel exports if surplus volumes are available. Malaysia, Australia's largest crude oil supplier, warned on Thursday that supply to Australia could be disrupted if the conflict in the Middle East drags on. If Iran continues to stop the tankers long term, Australia's economy will be brought to its knees. But what if the tankers stopped for another reason? What if, in a nightmare scenario, Australia's fuel suppliers, with malicious intent, deliberately stopped exporting. This month has shown that even a partial disruption can lead to crisis. A concentrated effort to blockade Australia's fuel imports would be catastrophic. Yet this is exactly the scenario forecast in your Bible. Isaiah 23 and verse 3 describes a mart of nations that forms an alliance against the modern descendants of ancient Israel. In our free book, The United States and Britain in Prophecy, proves that Australians are among those descendants. As for the economic mart of nations that allies against them, it includes Chittim, the ancient name for China. Japan and Southeast Asia are mentioned by their ancient names as well. And more details on these powers can be found in our free book, Russia and China in Prophecy. When this trade bloc comes together, expect Australia's economic dependence to be exploited to its full and dreadful potential. God brands the Ephraimite descendants of Israel as a silly dove, and he promised that cursed is the man that trusts in man. The current crisis exposes Australia's foolishness. The next few weeks are going to hurt Australians as they fuel up at the servo. But that is nothing compared to the full extent of God's correction through the Mart of Nations. Their siege will be a part of the great troubles and tribulation set to come as a precursor to the return of Jesus Christ. God will use this event to humble our people and turn many back to him in repentance. Keep following these trends to see what God is doing and how you can be secured from the times to come. Be sure to request our free publication, The Philadelphia Trumpet.